With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
The Millwall Fan Show, the latest on the Lions. And all the gossip from the den. Plus you fans getting vocal on the socials. The Millwall Fan Show with 7otb.com. Predict 7 to net a million. Love Sport London, a great station for a great city.
Love Sport Radio, 5.5 AM, DAB, online and via your Alexa smart speaker. Time to talk all things Millwall. I always say it, let them all come down to Love Sport.
Absolutely, let them all come down to Den.
Yeah.
Last game of the season, but we've got a big one tomorrow, haven't we? Middlesbrough away.
Big. Are you going?
No, I was, but not now.
No. I don't do 5.30 kickoffs with no train home.
Yeah, it was the movement of the kickoff time that did me in. I had train tickets booked, but it was just too much grief to change your life around, you know. Plus, it's on the telly, which I know is not real warm attitude, but there we are. The EFL don't care, do they?
They don't. Well, I think it's more Sky, let's be fair.
Well, they call the shots, don't they?
Is it near the Sky Bet Football League?
Yeah. Good point. Very good point. Let's kick off with the action from last week. We missed you here Friday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a disappointing one for you guys down at the Den.
It was a huge disappointment in the end. I have to say, I left the game feeling that we had no more to give on in that game. I thought we'd thrown everything at Fulham. How they survived the first 45 minutes is beyond me. I suppose Lady Luck abandoned us on the night. We had chance upon chance upon chance. And then we gifted the first goal to them, Harry, didn't we? You know.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I think hats off to Fulham. They played very well in the second half. But in the first half, they could have been 3-0 down. And I think they are frail there in parts, like all the sides at the top.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone that's fantastic. But if they had played football like that all season in the second half, they'd have beaten Wolves, I think, to the title. But back to us, it's a broken record, isn't it? You know, I've sat here before. I don't want to get on one particular player's back, but Jordan Archer is the weak link in the side for me. He does... To do the same thing over and over again is either his fault or it is a coaching error by the club that they can't coach him to save shots from a distance.
Firstly, why do I have a feeling that the Ryan Tunnicliffe fan club is suddenly changing its angle?
Oh, it's been gone for a while. I mean, Tunnicliffe disappeared off the face of the earth. I think he's been slung out with the reserves. But Jordan, he's always been a problem.
Are you trying to blame Big Kev?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Pressman.
Kevin Pressman was such a legend in the 90s, wasn't he?
At saving things straight at him.
He was never the most mobile of goalkeepers. You know, as goalkeepers go, he was cutting the same build as the likes of Neville Southall and who else? Who else would you say compare him with?
In the
90s and 2000s. I mean, I'd say him and Mark Crossley, You know, yeah, you know, in his latter days,
kind of old portly type goalkeepers, you know, as wide as they were high.
I mean, Kevin Pressman, he was massive when he played for Sheffield Wednesday, and he was the one. Him and Pavel Cernicek were in goal for Sheffield Wednesday at the time. Really? In late 90s. God rest his soul, Pavel.
Yeah, you're going back now there, right?
Legend of the game for Wednesday and Newcastle. But I can see where you come from, because the team that are on the screen right now, Fulham, they had Tim Flowers as their goalkeeping coach last season. Tim Flowers brought David Button to the club. David Button as a goalkeeper that could play out from the back and that would use his feet and would be like that Man City style goalkeeper who could start attacks and be very mobile. Button didn't quite fit that mould and he didn't really do the bizzo. And Flowers got sacked in the summer.
We've gifted the first goal. Fulham took great heart from that moment onwards. The second goal also, I think, you know, we were talking about it outside, Harry, weren't we? A very strange attempt at a save, because the obvious hand to put to the ball was his left. Listeners can't see what I'm doing at the moment, but I'm raising my left hand. He's moved across with his other arm, and that also struck me as a very strange decision in the moment. Coaching, I don't know. There's a flaw in the game, in Jordan's game.
And he's brilliant when it's a reactionary save. So he's not a bad goalkeeper. I'm not sitting here saying that, oh, we should get rid of Jordan Archer. I am saying that if he's the best that we've got. We know that that is his frailty, and other teams at this level know that that's his frailty. They know to shoot from 25 yards. We've picked it up the last couple of weeks. Millwall don't really concede many clear-cut goal-scoring chances inside the box. The back four are very, very solid, and so conceded 43 goals this season. 13 of them have been from goals from 25 yards or more. That's without the shots that have been hit from 25 yards and Jordan spilt into the path like he did for Sessegnon's first. He did another one against Ipswich, which on the Bank Erdi game, the 2-2 draw where we should have won. You know, I've added it up. He's cost you 12 points. I've sat back and gone through the goals. He's cost you 12 points. He conceded four against Ipswich at home very early on in the season, I think third or fourth game. And three goals are Jordan Archer's fault. You know, that's early on. They're now catching up with us. To do it at this critical time, there's no more coming back from that. There's no more tomorrows, if there were, with Jordan. You know, people work out your flaws very quickly in football, in life. And unless you adapt and can deal with that flaw and hide it better than what he's doing now, he won't make it as a championship level goalkeeper.
We're also up a level, aren't we? I mean, this is the top of the second tier of English football now that we're at. And then some of these teams are, well, Fulham at their best, I think, a Premier League standard. I didn't think they handled the onslaught of the first half particularly well. I thought they looked at sixes and sevens. The goal, I haven't watched back since the game. I haven't looked at any of it, to be absolutely honest. If that had gone in, if. But the fact that we threw the kitchen sink at them, it did seem to rattle them. I think that the Fredericks's and the Sessegnons are just not used to the intense atmosphere that only the Den can generate, it seems to me, at times in this game.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Cooper chance, you could be 1-0 up if the ref doesn't give the goal, or he does give the goal, shall we say, rather than disallowing it. You know, I think the standard of refereeing, I mean, well, it'd be silly not to mention it. I've seen the film.
He was excellent. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
obviously. That referee.
I've seen it outside.
he said so himself.
Yeah, we've seen the Fulham. Fulham should have given away a penalty in this game that's on now, and it's not given. And you know, I'm not just saying it for referees. It's across the championship in general. The standard of refereeing
is poor.
Of course, it's poor. But really, if it's poor in the Premier League, it's only going to be worse the lower down you go. And no one seems to have addressed this.
Have you ever watched League Two football?
We've not been far away from it at times.
Just talking to
the chap outside,
a Stevenage fan. He's telling us about the poor standard of League Two football.
Yeah, Big Bear's a Stevenage fan.
So what can you do? I mean, that is what it is. We're not going to change that. I do think that Fulham got protection, I think Neil Harris said after the game. Got a lot of,
I think, one or two of the players. I think Sessegnon was the one, you know, that you called average. Somewhere.
I thought he was average.
I don't think he's average somewhere.
I didn't think he was average. I'm going to be honest.
I don't think he's as good as you. Take him to the World Cup. No, don't take him to the World Cup.
I don't think many people have said. I've said it once or twice. You know, maybe when he's knocked in a half decent goal and he's played well. But you know,
was his performance at the Den world class Saturday?
No, it wasn't world class. But sometimes, Harry, in a season, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Out of 46 games, you don't need to have 46 worldies.
No, I'm not saying he's got to have 46 worldies. I'm just saying he's up against the player that I think is the best right back.
Marlon.
I don't think he beat Marlon. He didn't really outclass Marlon.
I don't think Marlon had a great game.
I thought Marlon was all right until the goal. I think if you just mark the first half, because that's
when they do the highlights reel, yeah, they're going to use the first half.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Millwall committed suicide. It wasn't a Fulham. Millwall helped Fulham to put that performance on the second half. As soon as that first goal goes in, the heads went down, the atmosphere went flat, the atmosphere had gone, it was a normal game then. The second goal goes in, it kills any chance, and then Neil Harris decides to, you know, chase the game.
He went Holloway, didn't he?
He went Holloway, five strikers on the pitch at any one time. And, you know, that's fair enough. He knew it was a vital to try and get back into the game. We conceded another goal. And 3-0 flattered for
I'll tell you what, I do want to talk atmosphere, but you can have your say this evening. 0208 70 20 558, that's the number to call. At Love Sport Radio on Twitter if you want to have a tweet this evening. You can get back into conversation with us. We're in conversation for the next 50 minutes, talking all things Millwall next here on Love Sport.
I wish I could expel Russian diplomats as well as I expel gas.
Love Sport.
I work for a spokesman said.com. We can help you save money on your home insurance. All you need to do is visit a spokesman said.com and find out if we can find you a better deal.
Digital radio offers great sound quality and more stations than ever before. And we want to make sure that you get Love Sport on your digital radio. Just press the auto tune or auto scan button and Love Sport will appear on your menu. Love Sport on digital radio.
I'm so glad Harry and Meghan have hired an American to make their wedding cakes. No one makes cakes like the United States. I ate over 8 million cakes over the last 30 years.
Love Sport, 5:58 a.m.
Yeah, back with Love Sport Radio and the chats from the Millwall Fan Show here on Love Sport Radio. 5:58 a.m. DAB online and via the Alexa smart speaker. Chaps, the atmosphere at the Den
hot in the first half. It was as loud as I have known. I go back to Coldblow Lane in the olden days. In the first 45 minutes, the opening 15 was manic. I couldn't think straight. I don't know. I did my podcast. I don't know what I said. At times, it was just all senses were, you know.
Were you sufficiently greased up inside, though?
Do you know what? I'm not a great one for having a drink before a football match. I don't never really done
cup
it.
Of tea.
The only time I did it, I nearly got chucked out of the ground back in 1976. I think it was 77.
One particular
Sheffield United. I started mouthing off and I had too much to drink. So I don't really do that. But I mean, one or two chaps around us had partaken of light refreshment, and sometimes that can work against you. I mean, it was a warm night, wasn't it? It was intense. It can get a bit soporific at times, but no, that was as loud as I've known anywhere. I defy anyone to match that in terms of intense atmosphere. And had the goal stood, had the crossbar not been rattled a few millimetres downwards, then, I mean, the explosion of noise when we hit the crossbar was went off the Richter scale, you know. So it was an amazing event in that sense. And I was listening to the Fulham podcast the other day in the car, and they commented on the sheer event of the night. It was quite something. Not often seen in the modern game. I'm just watching Fulham playing Sunderland. Given that's actually a big game from the Fulham point of view, and they're all sitting there with their clappers, the rattles,
annoying.
The modern rattles, which I find amazing.
Eco-friendly.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, eco-friendly.
It's a unique atmosphere, and you don't get it in very many clubs.
Yeah, I mean, It was strange, wasn't it? It was a strange atmosphere. I didn't even get to celebrate the ghost goal.
Did you not?
Because I saw him pull the whistle to it. I sort of waited to go, and I knew that he'd blow for anything that was half a chance.
Well, they played the goal music. Cursed goal music twice.
Mr. Byfanel has been has been found wanting in that respect before. I remember the ghost goal. What was the year we went down with Tuttle was manager.
2006.
Yeah, yeah. When we scored against Sheffield Wednesday, the goal music played, they went down the other end and scored and basically relegated us.
Do the listeners out there, for all you listening Millwall fans, do you like the goal music? Do you want to keep it?
What is the goal music?
It's our entrance to this. It's Let Them Come.
Oh, yeah. Why am I saying that? It's Let Them All Come Down to the Gym. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I quite like it.
Well, I don't mind it, but of course
it takes that. The roar. Maybe if he waited sort of 5 seconds, that would be quite nice. You get the roar of the cheer, of the exultation, and then you sort of put it on as they're reforming or whatever. I don't mind that as much, but I do get when people turn around and say, you know.
It causes great controversy online, doesn't it, between those that like it and those that don't
like it. It's
like
Brexit all over again.
I don't mind it personally, but some actually, you know, do loathe and despise it.
Shame.
But there we are. I think once going back to Jordan, just to damn him still further, if you're going to spill the ball, do you really have to spill it in front of the oncoming prospect that everyone's raving about? And
funny enough, as soon as that happened, I thought, right, these lot, especially him, he's going to really...
He's pointing at me, listeners.
He's pointing at Harry, listeners.
He's going to be sharpening up his tools for next week.
I mean, just going back to the Sessegnon question, it's a Millwall show, we're talking about Sessegnon, but that was a flash of a moment chance and he's got to bury it. So, you know, should he go to a World Cup? Is he that good? Can he play at the top table? Moments like that will settle where the players are at the very top order of the game. And I just thought he buried it. And, you know, not many players could have done that. So I think that he does show promise. I certainly wouldn't mind him in our team, but I think a few other clubs are going to come in with the 40s and the 50 millions, aren't they?
Depending on whether Fulham go up or not. That's the thing. I think that if they're playing Premier League football, I think he'll still be a Fulham player.
Do you know what? I mean, we're just watching this. 69 minutes on the screen here, and I would fancy him another go at him in the playoffs if we can do it. If miracles and Lady Luck and the Greek gods smile on us, I'd love another go at him. Over two legs.
You're praying to everyone
legs,
not right now.
Whether we'll get the chance or not, I don't know. The numbers don't crunch in our way, I don't think.
I think Derby winning was just uncalled for, weren't it? I mean, Cardiff didn't really need to do what they did. They just capitulated.
It's pressure, isn't it?
They capitulated in a 20-minute... I mean, the goal for their third... I think it's the second goal. The bloke's on the 6-yard line and he just turns. When were you told not to do that as a kid about 9? That you play the way you're facing? But, you know, we're not in control of our own destiny anymore.
Nope.
But, you know, Derby are in terrible form before that win on Tuesday. That's so out of the blue that we can only win our games. I'm sure Neil Harris will have the squad there. I know they travelled up today. They travelled on the train. They were up there playing their Mario Kart. Cale travelled with the squad as his ambassadorial role of Mario Kart.
Newly found, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mario Kart role. You know, they travelled up there. I'm sure he's got them there. If they're watching this, if they're not watching this, I don't know. Do they watch this? Do they not watch this? How can you stop them if they want to watch it?
There's a great, is it a meme? What are these pictures on the net called? With the other slow? Is that what it's called, Aaron? You're hipper than me, mate.
Go. Oh, no.
So close by Tom Kenny, left-footed.
There's a meme where there's a couple laying in bed, they're facing in opposite directions.
Yeah.
And she's saying he's thinking about another woman. I'm sure everyone listening to this show has seen it. And actually, he's going through his head. Villa win, Millwall win, it's game on. And that sums it up. All I've been doing is staring at the championship predictor all week, playing with combinations of results that might get us back into the frame.
You've just got a better Derby's result. If Derby draw, you've got a win. If Derby lose, a draw's not the worst.
Goal difference
in the
comes into it as well.
Yeah.
Goal difference. We don't have a great goal difference now.
It's a real interesting sort of battle, isn't it? I mean, at the top, at the bottom, I'm enjoying the Football League so much more than the Premier League this year. The Premier League's just pretty boring.
It's a great league. It is a great league. And, you know, the permutations at the top and the bottom, to be honest. I mean, it's still not over and done with when you look at the bottom of the table. But the permutations for us now require a win. I don't think we can get away with much else than that. I know that, you know, if Derby get beat and others don't do the business, then there's a chance for us. But 3 points is a must tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you've got to go out and try and win every game. But I wouldn't like to see us at 0-0 throw 5 strikers on, if I'm being totally honest. I the defeat is the end. The draw
that
keeps
was panic.
It on.
That was Neil Warnock panic in the week where the team crumbles because the pressure is that intense. This is the big stuff.
Funny enough, I want to ask you a question. And I'm going to ask it after this. This is Love Sport.
I just need to tell you that this station is exempt from any aluminum and steel taxes.
This is Love Sport. Love Sport with 7OTB.com. Play your way to £1 million.
This is Lionel, another very happy person who saved themselves money at a spokesman said.com.
I'm Lionel from Peacehaven. I took note of what the spokesman said and I saved £484 per year on my energy. I found a spokesman said was so easy to follow and it saved me £484 on my energy. And I would recommend everybody does the same.
A spokesman said.com. Getting real people, real savings. Compare home energy quotes from the UK's biggest suppliers to find out if you can save money. Compare, switch and save with a spokesman said.com. Fighting for you, saving you money.
Brilliant, I've finally quit.
I feel like I've got my life back.
I felt much happier.
It's an amazing feeling when you stop smoking. Experience it for yourself with help from NHS Smoke Free. Our range of support tools, which includes face-to-face guidance from advisors, helps maximise your chances of success. Go online now and search for Smoke Free.
You love your sport, but it can be a pain organising it. Endless phone calls, emails and text messages, organising players and collecting money can all be a headache. What you need is Teamer.net, the free sports app that'll help you manage your team's events, communicate effectively as a team, and now you can collect money simply and securely via Teamer payments. Relied upon by 2 million members, Teamer is available for free on desktop, Android and iPhone.
You can visit 10, 20, 50, 100 car dealers. Or just visit Car Giant with giant choice and giant savings.
Car Giant. Love Sport Breakfast with Ian Stone. The perfect comedy breakfast sandwich. Bringing home the bacon with all the sports, the biggest news and a fair amount of egg on faces. You like it saucy? There'll be something for you. Love Sport Breakfast with Ian Stone. Weekdays from 6am on Love Sport.
West Ham, delightful. Really, really good. Great sandwich.
This is Love Sport. Love Sport with 7OTB.com. Predict 7 results. Win 7 figures.
15 minutes to go at the Cottage. Fulham 1, Sunderland 1. Fulham winning up another free kick, which Stefan Johansson will be taking for them. He's whipped it into the middle. Mitrovic has got a header and there's the goal. Fulham 2, Sunderland 1. Alexander Mitrovic again. For Fulham, what a
signing.
How
much did he cost, Darren? How much was Mitrovic? I haven't followed Fulham season.
He's on a loan.
He's on a loan, yeah, is he?
He was a £20 million signing, wasn't he, for Newcastle?
There we are.
I think he was top goal scorer last season in the Championship for Newcastle, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great player. Great striker.
Should be banned.
Well, you had a question for us,
I had a question, and my question is, are Cardiff bottling it?
We'll find out tomorrow. We'll find out probably tomorrow. They got tomorrow. Hull City. They're away at Hull City, so Hull have nothing much to play for, do they? No. Cardiff have everything to play for, especially, well, Fulham now winning, so that's going to put them above Cardiff in the second space. So, absolutely. They've got. We'll find out tomorrow about 5 o'clock-ish before we kick off at 5:30.
To be honest, if we make it, you'd want to play Cardiff if they are bottling it. I reckon to finish, you know, to miss out on second, to end up having to go again in the playoffs must be a hard thing. I don't think it's been done very often. I know we've done it in League One. The stakes are a little bit, obviously, much, much higher in the Championship, but I don't know. It's still going on. It's still, everyone, well, it seems like half the games tomorrow matter to somebody in some permutation. Which way or
it's a fantastic league, and it's been a great season for Mill, whatever becomes of us. Having got this far now, I want to make it into the playoffs because I do want another pop at Fulham. I don't think they're that we could now we know what we know. We've seen their best, so to speak. I think we'd have a strong chance over two legs. I also want to talk about Tim Cahill's elbow.
Yes,
if we may, gentlemen,
go for it.
Some on Twitter were criticising his actions as unprofessional, coming straight into the game and flattening the Fulham player with his elbow. It was a surprising move, I've got to say. I was favoured El Kevin Muscat approach. If you're gonna, if you're gonna do it,
Neil Warnock's
do it where the referee can't see you.
Neil Warnock's best mate in that documentary they did with Sheffield United.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it at Millwall?
It was when Paddy Kenny and him meet each other at half time.
And literally, all he walks up to, he goes, "That one for Muscat. That's for Muscat." And I'm just like, what? He's going up to every single player. They're like, what?
Muscat was a great player. That's because Jackie Elka played in goal for the entirety of the
second
half.
That's because he had a thing about not picking a sub keeper when there's five subs.
Yeah.
Muscat was a great fullback, a great player, a vicious man.
Well loved.
Well loved at the Den. But he was also savvy enough to do it where the referee and linesman were not looking. And I think that's where I criticised Tim. I'm sure he's...
Well, so was Tim, wasn't he?
He's not going to be... Well, he's, in this day and age now, with the TV cameras, you can't... There is no place to hide, you know. That's the trouble. And he's been retrospectively done by the FA, which is what happens now.
I know he was retrospectively done...
Red-carded retrospectively, effectively, in
the thing that winds me up is, that's fine. The foul by Mitrovic 2 seconds later, on the same video, by the way, is a red card.
Well, that's my issue.
That's a different subject, isn't it?
That's the FA and their, you know, the Millwall Promotion Act, Fulham...
The Premier League Protection Act. Do not let Millwall turn up.
Two wrongs don't make a right. So there's a second question, which is why is he still playing tonight and our players not? Because the offence is the same. And I think if you're going to retrospectively review it, I can't see how you can pick out one as being worse than the other, because two wrongs don't make a right, do they?
Both off the ball.
Same point. I just question Tim's judgment.
I've got no problem with Tim about it. I can't. The fact that people think that he come on, he won the first header that he was asked to win. The game had already gone. It wasn't a turning point that Tim decided to elbow Ryan Fredericks. I quite like the fact that he elbowed Ryan Fredericks. I just wish he never got done for it.
He got spotted because there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, of course there is, but...
It's like being the stars of CCTV, isn't it? Look, you know, there's cameras everywhere.
Don't worry about it.
That's Hardfire's album.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. if we do make the playoffs, he's back for the second leg.
And he's lined up for the Wembley final.
And I've told people have seen it. They've seen it in their head. You know, he scored a goal to send us to an FA Cup final. He's going to score the winner, and all be forgiven when he scores the winner to send us to Wembley. If dreams are true, but that'd be that.
All I'm baffled is that Kevin Muscat was born in Crawley of Maltese descent, and he ended up playing for Australia.
Go figure, mate.
You could say that about loads of sportsmen, couldn't you?
Calculations.
Didn't Timmy play for Samoa?
Yeah.
One of the island nations over.
Yeah. It's not quite Jimmy Abdu though, is it?
The Comoros Islands. That's an obscure, but you know, perfectly valid nationality, isn't it? We mentioned Savarese last week. He was a Venezuelan. Giovanni Savarese.
Marlon's a weird nationality.
Antigua and Barbuda.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Is that the same one as Sean Gota?
Your name's Bermuda.
Bermuda. And Paul Ifill was Barbadian.
Yeah.
Barbados he played for.
So a trip round the Caribbean.
Yeah.
With Ashton Millwall. Right, let's go to Twitter. Love Sport tweeted out a tweet about the show, and Lee Richmond has tweeted and said there will be rucksacks.
Oh, rucksacks, yeah. Middlesbrough have... Not only have we been... Had our kickoff moved and trains not available to bring...
I'm not aware of this rucksack.
There's also a ban on taking your rucksack to the Riverside Stadium tomorrow. Millwall fans can't bring their rucksack. I don't know if it's specifically a Millwall thing. But I'm guessing that's going to stop families bringing food for their kids and water. And
if you want to bring your coffee machine, or, you know.
Flasks, you mean. You know, some might bring their marmalade sandwiches up there. I don't know. Bring your own food up there. Apparently there's a ban on rucksacks. Not the biggest issue for me, but, you know, maybe it affects some.
I like the fact that they're trying to make it. I've seen sort of things online from Middlesbrough fans that they're trying to make. They're going to have loads of red cards handed out.
They're
going to make a red wall like Borussia Dortmund and these other great clubs. Did I just say Borough a great club? I didn't mean that at all. I meant they were a nothing club. Yeah, you know, they're going to try and make it an atmosphere. You know, they... you know, do you remember the YouTube video by their fan coming down and saying it was opposite day and they were scared and we were the worst fans they've ever seen? Do you remember?
Yeah, there was a group of three driving, was it driving a transit or something?
Yeah, yeah, all the way down, and they sort of done a big video about how scary the den was and all that. And, you know, you sort of say, good, well done, job done. We don't want you to, like, come in here. We want 3 points before you, we want you beaten on the coach.
It was becoming his club. Borough back in the day, it was a fearsome place. Going to Ayrton Park, there was no.
Do you remember Nigel Pearson playing for them?
Yeah, I mean, the Borough in the 70s and 80s were, it was not a place for, for the faint-hearted, but something's overcome football and turned into a soft play toy house or something, you know.
It's been interesting, but I think you've always got to back their chairman, Steve Gibson, who, no matter what, has pumped money into the club.
Absolutely.
Pumped money into the club constantly, you know, whereas you see Sunderland struggling financially, Steve Gibson has made it a sustainable entity where he's still got youth prospects coming through. His nephew's one of them, Ben Gibson, who, right, you know, people are talking about him playing for England one day, going on to a bigger club, going on to bigger things, playing Premier League football. Who knows, it might happen. Don't forget their prospects like Stuart Downing come out of there as well. Yep. There's a mass transfer fees. There's another one, another player, another left winger who's currently serving time in Her Majesty's pleasure for offences that we don't really want to mention. But, you know, he came through there. They've had a load of players.
Quiet.
Please do. Thank you very much, Harry. They've had a load of players come through their academy. By the way, FA Youth Cup final first leg, Chelsea 3, Arsenal 1. So as soon as you lot come, Chelsea knock 3 goals in 9:31. This is Love Sport.
A new tax year, something I'm not very familiar with.
Got something to get off your chest that doesn't require medical assistance? Then the London Calling is for you. Whether it was a dodgy tackle, poor game management, or the simple fact that the referees are should have gone to Specsavers. We want to hear about it. The action, the reaction, and the overreactions. On London's biggest games every Saturday from 5:50. The London Calling on your London station. Love Sport.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Yeah, we're back with 7otb.com. 2:45 tomorrow is your cut-off to make your selections to win £1 million. Make sure you get on that. Elsewhere, on Twitter, at Love Sport Radio, from Grumpy Grimace. Good to have you back.
Grumpy, I'm a great fan of Grumpy's work.
Goal music has to go. Harry is right. And when you listen to at CBL magazine, which is you.
Yeah, that is.
Coldblow Lane magazine.
Yes, yeah, it is. Nice one. Yeah, yeah.
When Nick is at an away ground, the celebrations are louder and better. Rather have the roar.
The away fans, I think this probably goes for many clubs, but particularly at Millwall, the away fans being that much more condensed. And yes, the you know, someone said the celebration at Leeds, Sarri, was madness, wasn't it? The goal music, I don't think, is the biggest single issue dominating Millwall life, but I respect and take my hat off to those that think it is.
My issue is the 9,000 that left when we were 3-0 down.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit poor.
That's my issue. If you're going to come, stay to the end. Clap them off. They've gone 17 unbeaten. They were meant to get relegated. show your appreciation, please.
That's your day tripper syndrome, isn't it? That's I always hesitate with the word glory hunters at Mill because there's not much glory that's been had historically.
No, they like this glory of being attached to the mob,
I agree with that entirely.
The string avoidance techniques for the last game of the season could be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a factor. I mean, whenever we go to Wembley, we've spoken many times on the show and elsewhere about the what we call the strings, the people that turn up for these events. They latch on to the image and their version of what it means to be a Millwall fan, which is a far removed, twisted version of what I've known all my life. And, you know, as you say, walking out when it was, 2-0? With the last goal was late, wasn't it? 90 minutes something. To leave the game at that stage, I thought was... Some had trains to catch, some might have had buses to get on, but the bulk of them, I can't believe that. It was just disrespectful.
They just wanted to get back down the pub.
Yeah, get back on it. And I suppose that's the price of Millwall success. I think we would face that at the higher level if we do get into the Premier League, if... I think we'd face that week in, week out.
Yeah, depending on the score, on obviously the result tomorrow, I think our next show will be in sort of a Metropolitan Police padded cell, because Lewis Grabham and John Terry turning up at the Den with everything to play for could be quite the firework.
It will be a hot day, hot in the sense of tempers being raised and pressure being on. I think that's modern football and Millwall particularly. I mean, you know, we saw something of this at Liverpool in the week in the European Cup semi-final, wasn't it, where incidents happen and, you know, no one wants to see blokes getting beaten up outside a football match, far from it. But, you know, the cliche, we'll say it again, if that had been at Millwall, then you wouldn't have heard the last of it. You heard enough about it at Liverpool, but... The scale of the disproportionate noise that gets made whenever there's any incident at the Millwall is we have to learn to live with. It's not going to go away.
The silence when it happens at other clubs is deafening.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
But that's part of the brand. I mean, there's an interest in this. It's money. It's like
when West Ham and Chelsea met at the Olympic Stadium, there was all those incidents.
Yeah.
You know, it was carried on in the press for a long, long time. Is that because it's East London and South London?
I just think there's the media deals in cartoon images, and you know, I did the walk the other week for the West Ham boys, and you know, it's a very similar support base to the fans that we know at Millwall. We're really not that different. But the reputation of both clubs, if you were to ask a person, what does a West Ham fan look like, what does a Millwall fan look like, they'd have an immediate image of what the Millwall supporter would look like. And that we're cursed with. I don't think that will ever change. I'm not sure we probably deep down want it to change in our own heart of hearts. It's just the way it is.
You make it work for you, don't you? You know, it ties in what I said about the Borough fan TV.
Mm.
They were very scared. They were, you know, this image of being there. Well, that can work in our favour at sometimes, obviously, in the sense that teams turn up, they're already beat before they get off the bus, all this kind of stuff. You don't get big away followings to the Den because they're scared or other reasons, barring a few clubs.
There was a Bristol fan did something like, did you see that? There was a Bristol fan had his phone video going as he pulled into the car park in the coach, basically kind of nervously laughing about how rough the area looks, you know, and how it looks like it's there's all this kind of Belmarsh style fencing and you know, and then
welcome to
a gibbering wreck when he gets off the away fans.
Welcome to HMP Millwall.
And it's, you know, for the most games, I mean, Bristol's probably going to be a different one because it was a tasty fixture in the parlance, but most fixtures is not that bad down there. Not for your average visit of Burton or Ipswich, you're not going to get any ag, are you?
Yeah, we've not had a Bury. I didn't mention Bury. Normally Bury are my go-to.
Oh, Bury, yeah. All right, we'll take Bury out of that.
Generic
and maybe a few others actually has a look
can
at
I
the
just
same.
Say, I want to give you some credit for calling the European Cup the European Cup as well, please.
I can't call it anything. My wife pulls me up regularly because it's the Champions League. It's not. It's the European Cup. It always has been, always will be, and still should be.
So what one's the European Cup winners' cup?
European Cup, and it should only be the champion clubs of
cup
each nation.
Cup is long gone.
The UEFA Cup then?
That's the Europa League now, mate. That's the UEFA Cup's gone.
They used to be called the Fairs Cup, didn't it? The
Fairs Cup. I might even start calling it the Fairs Cup just to be cussed.
That's it. God knows what you're going to make of expected goals then, Nick.
Expected goals, yeah. We're talking about expected goal stats. Are you up for this, Aaron?
Let's go for it.
Harry, read out expected goal stats.
Right, so I'll explain XG to give it its name.
This is the new XG.
Yes, this is the new brand. No, the XG is used by Klopp I think Conte uses it. All these new managers with bringing data into football very much along the lines of, I don't know if anyone's seen Moneyball, the way our team with,
baseball,
with no money basically went the longest streak unbeaten ever in Major League Baseball. And I think they come over to Liverpool, that Billy Bean, anyway.
Yeah.
So this derives from them. So they basically have worked out the expected goals. To dumb it down and explain it in the easiest way is, in a chance, that would be 100% or 1 in numeral terms. In every chance inside the box, you have a 0.6 chance of scoring that goal. You'd be expected to score that chance 0.6% of the time. So better than half the chances that fall in the box, you should score. Unless, of course, you're Christian Benteke.
Very true.
So Palace would be expected to be a lot higher up in the table because they create a lot of chances. Where it works for Millwall is Millwall are expected to be high in terms of clean sheets, which they are, because they don't give away a lot of goals inside the box at all, a lot of chances when we come to that. But outside the box, obviously, your chance of scoring goes down dramatically because the amount of 25-yard shots that fly over, hit Rose Ed, hit the poor girl when Yaya Toure smashed the ball a couple of seasons ago. You remember that one?
Oh, yep.
Yep, now, those kind of things. The problem is for Millwall, it doesn't actually work that way.
This is XG plus JA
equals trouble.
78.
Yeah, well, basically, we 13 of Millwall's goals out of 43 goals conceded have been conceded straight from outside the box, which I'm going to guess, I haven't drilled down, I don't have the stats of
everyone.
You're losing
respect now. I was really impressed when you're coming up with this stuff. Now you're losing it, mate.
If I drill down into every other team, I'm going to say that's probably the highest in the division.
Outside
in percentage-wise.
And our goals conceded is pretty good. I haven't got the table in front of me, but I know that we're one of the lowest conceding teams in the table, in the league. So, again, the XGs would be the other way around then. Teams coming forward at us, they would expect to have a less chance of scoring in against that defence, apart from
Jordan Archer,
the JA factor.
Yes,
the Warren theory there, listeners. Tell us what you think of the Warren theory.
Yeah, I want to know about it. I mean, could we trademark this?
The Warren theory.
It could be like the new Duckworth Lewis.
Oh, God.
Very interesting scene on our screens where we saw Kit Simons and Slavisa Jokanović having a fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, considering Jokanović was the one that took Kit Simons' job.
Really?
It was quite interesting.
Been exchanged there,
And then another ex-Fulham manager, Chris Coleman, walking past as well. But Kit Simons and Slavisa Jokanović just clashing.
Do you think Chris Coleman's overrated? Can I just ask that?
No, I think he took the wrong job.
It's a difficult job. The Sunderland job is a poison chalice, isn't
it? I know it is, but if you haven't got Gareth Bale, does your job not become harder at any job you go to?
Not really, because I think they played very, very good football. I watched them, actually went to watch them in the Euros, and they played some really good football, and he got the best out of the likes of the centre-half,
Ashley Richards.
He got the best out of players like Hal Robson-Kanu and things
I put him in. I put Coleman in the same category as someone like David Moyes, who I know is a West Ham manager, but went through a kind of a wilderness period after Everton where he did really well. He did well at Preston prior to going to Everton, which is where he made his reputation.
Yeah.
And then Manchester United, who can follow Sir Alex Ferguson and all that comes with that, the silverware and the glory, who can go in there and take that on? And he never really recovered. He went to Spain, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, Sociedad.
Sociedad and Sunderland. Then Sunderland, which again...
Let's be fair, I think with that one...
Anyone who goes to Sunderland.
He's on to getting hiding there because anyone who goes to Sunderland, you're gonna lose. Like someone was gonna do. How many managers nearly?
It's the death of a man. I mean, look at Coleman. We're watching 2-1, 94 minutes now. It's the death of a manager, isn't it?
How many managers kept them up just about? You know, you think Di Canio,
Allardyce, was he there for?
Allardyce, O'Neill, Dick Advocate. You know, all these managers, Steve Bruce. I mean, all this has been building up for about 10 years or so.
Bruce wants the Millwall job after he goes for a Turkish every Thursday.
Loves a kebab, Steve Bruce. 18 minutes to 10 o'clock. This is Love Sport.
I'm actually really humble, more humble than you'd understand. And I'd choose this one over LBC, TalkSport, and Five Live put together for sure. That's the truth right there, and I don't lie.
Love Sport. Love Sport with 7OTB.com. Play your way to £1 million.
Don't miss big at the London Motor Show. Brought to you by motorshowevents.com. This is a celebration of all big vehicles. From big American rigs, the ultimate six-wheel Hummer, one of the biggest off-roaders, to the most spectacular lowrider by Gas Monkey, this is not to be missed. Save 10% today on London Motor Show tickets. Visit motorshowevents.com/lovesport and use promo code BIG2018. The London Motor Show, 17th to the 20th of May at XL London.
Can you save money on your car insurance? Chris did, with a little help from a spokesman said.com. Getting real people, real savings.
I'm Chris from Leicestershire, a truck driver. I went on a spokesman set, which was very easy to use for an old git like myself, and the £300 savings enabled me to take my granddaughter to Pontins on holiday.
Find quotes from over 100 leading insurance providers at aspokesmansaid.com. Real people, real savings. Compare, switch and save with aspokesmansaid.com. Fighting for you. Saving you money.
Digital radio offers great sound quality and more stations than ever before. And we want to make sure that you get Love Sport on your digital radio. Just press the auto tune or auto scan button and Love Sport will appear on your menu. Love Sport on digital radio. A great station for a great city.
You could make the main dealer's day by paying over the odds. Or you could go to Big Motoring World and save a fortune on up to 2,000 pre-owned BMWs, Mercedes, Audis and VWs in stock. Then with the money you save, put a smile on your face with a cheeky weekend away for two. Give yourself a break at Big Motoring World. Just minutes from the M25. See bigmotoringworld.co.uk.
Most people don't know this, but you can't buy pizza by the slice anywhere in London. Seriously, there's a gap in the market right there.
This is Love Sport. The fan show on Love Sport with 7OTB.com. Predict 7 to net a million.
I'll tell you what, I found a book called God is Dead by Steve Bruce. Secularism in the West.
That's an existential approach.
Lewis Grabham that.
Secularism in the West.
Steve Bruce, the footballer.
Wait, it says it offers a comprehensive and up-to-date assessment of secularisation, explaining clearly what the debate entails, draws on a diverse range of international examples, including Scottish fishermen, Virginian fundamentalists and Russian serfs.
Sounds a cracker.
Steve Bruce is the Professor of Sociology and Head of Department of Sociology at the University of Aberdeen. It probably could be.
How's he fitting that in with a villa job?
How's he fitting
spinning in plates.
Is it be on that civilisation?
He's got lots of plates to spin. Steve Bruce.
Absolutely.
I'm going to buy that one. I'm searching for this Steve Bruce, but if anyone has a copy of that book, do you know what the funny thing is? You're probably going to find it in like a charity shop or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to, and then I'll just stick it straight.
We're talking
to
about
auction.
The Steve Bruce book called Sweeper.
I've got Heading for Victory
by Steve Bruce.
Sociology.
No, this is all the other stuff.
Politics and religion.
Oh, good. Where's Ed? Where's Ed Bowser when you need him?
Where is Ed? Ed's not in. I'll tell you what, we'll be speaking to Phil, though, won't we?
Phil.
At 10 to 10. You want to talk about a charity game that's happening?
Wonderwall Cup. This is one being put together by Mickey Simpson, our fan on the board.
Nice one, Mickey.
And it's a great cause. It's a London team, a showbiz come football 11 from London playing Manchester. It's to generate funds to help the London and Manchester terror victims of last year. It's a great great cause. It's on May the 27th. You can get tickets now from the Millwall ticket website. And I'm just looking at the array of celebrities, and I don't know half of them. Who's Big Nasty? What is he? What is he, a comedian or a singer? What does he do?
You can explain. You're
really
more hip.
I wouldn't call him a singer, but he's more of like just a social media sensation.
That's no use to me.
He's the fellow who goes, we're in Benteke. Yeah.
Who else? I feel lost. Rocket off Soccer AM.
Rocket off Soccer AM.
Right, okay.
Callum Best.
We're not selling it. It's a great cause.
Jamie O'Hara, ex-Millwall player.
Ex-Millwall player.
Callum Best is, well, he lives
Paul
on his
Dickoff. Dad's
name, doesn't he?
Nice, yeah.
There we go.
Mo the Madman? Who's Mo the Madman?
Mo the Comedian and Steve-O the Madman.
Steve-O the Madman.
I've got to admit, aren't you reading this through like the back of it? Like, just...
Well, I looked at them as a... I did a bit of prep, Aaron. Before I shot, a prep, mate. I'm a pro. And I'd read about Steve-O the Madman, but I don't actually know who he is.
He does, like, he's like an Instagram-y... He's quite funny, actually. He's got, like, an Instagram account where he sort of bullies his daughters in terms of nicking their weaves to go to school with.
Nicking their weaves.
Yeah.
What's a weave?
I'm sure you know what a weave is, Aaron.
Can anyone tell us what weave...
It's a syrup, I think, isn't it?
A syrup. What kind of syrup are we talking?
Well, a weavy syrup, clearly.
But what's a weave style? I don't know what a weave style is.
A Tate and Lyle. I don't know.
Cyril Fig.
Give me a Tate and Lyle, mate, quick. A weave. Fulham want to buy Wembley, Aaron. What's going on?
Fulham don't want to buy Wembley. Shad Khan wants to buy Wembley. And Fulham.
He owns Fulham, though, does he not?
Yes, he does. And the Jacksonville Jaguars.
How are the Jacksonville Jaguars doing this
season? I have no idea, man. I don't like that kind of soccer ball, football, American, all-American. But basically, Fulham are up second, by the way. Finished 2-1 between them and Sunderland. Another big 3 points for the Watson.
And look at that. Big show on tomorrow, Middlesbrough versus Millwall.
5:15.
And they found a picture of Neil Harris.
They found one. Did you know that Neil Harris existed?
It wasn't one of those high def ones. Though. All the others were all done in that kind of strange high day.
He was a bit Ashley Cole in the Lurking Roma picture like from come a few out of years ago. Sort of was like on the edge.
Nosferatu, the vampire. At the back,
Nosferatu. Wasn't that who was Nosferatu written by?
Oh, was that Mary?
Bram Stoker.
Bram Stoker.
Bram Stoker.
Okay. Yeah, of course, Dracula, yeah.
Jamie really impresses me sometimes because his knowledge of random things is brilliant. He just random things.
Sometimes you need to know who wrote Nosferatu.
He used to be a what? He used to be a radio presenter. Used to be in the operative word.
Now he sits in the room outside.
He had a bit of the Andy Murray about him then when he sort of popped up.
Popped up from where?
He sort of popped up round through the glass. I sort of saw him.
Do you think he looks like Andy Murray?
Yeah, I think he's got a bit of the Andy Murray about him.
Or Jamie. Yeah. We're talking to Joe. I don't even know if people can hear this on air.
They probably can't. It's probably going to be lost on the
producer. I had a question / statement. We're talking about Wembley. So basically, I just think it's a money-making investment, you know. Whether or not it is an opportunity for the FA to, you know, pump money into grassroots, or not, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to do it, though.
If that happens, and that's a huge if that happens, I say that's a great move. Because Wembley as a stadium, for me, is unloved. It has nothing of the grandeur of the old stadium. It has none of the... There's no sense of event when you go there. It's just another Emirates, MK Dons times 10. Yeah.
You don't like us calling them MK Dons.
No. Oh, sorry, no, I forgot that.
Milton Keynes.
You know what? It's a shopping centre stadium, and it has no personality worth it. So if we can flog it and we can get 800 million that we can then put into real development of players across the country.
Do you know what we need? We need an addition of St George's Park down here.
You know what we really need? We need playing fields and playing pitches to not have dog muck on them in the morning. We need places where
we need 3G pitches.
We need people that can, we need facilities where people can get change. We need 11-a-side goal style 3G pitches where people who work can play during the week in all conditions and all weather.
That would
drive down the NHS costs for people being overweight and obese and all this kind of stuff. It all links in. And that's their duty as the Football Association, and they don't do that.
Would it mean if Wembley were sold and this guy takes it? I mean, there must be a contract to play England games there. You'd have a certain contracted amount.
Of course, it would still be the
FA Cup final.
The home of England,
I would hope the semi-finals will go back on the road.
I'd hope so as well.
Because I don't like them.
Like them either. 9 minutes to 10 o'clock, we'll be bringing in Phil Dobby next.
One good thing from the harvesting of user data on Facebook, it showed that more than 50 million people didn't care about TalkSport.
Love Sport.
I work for a spokesman said.com. We can help you save money on your home insurance. All you need to do is visit a spokesman said.com and find out if we can find you a better deal.
If you're a fan of Millwall, check out Love Sport tonight from 9.
The game itself wasn't all that bad. The Lions have got to do better than that second half performance. It was absolutely shocking from start to finish.
in the second half.
We say we made 9 changes. I think the fact that we made 9 changes was a bigger difference than the quality of the 9 changes we made.
The Millwall Fans Show with 7otb.com on Love Sport.
Anyone would think we're in another Cold War. I say it's more like a cool war, just cool like me.
5:58 a.m. Love Sport.
It's time to play a game of Cluedo. Where is Ed Bowsher? I'm going to go for Ed Bowsher is currently at a rave.
You, do you think?
With underground.
I'm spinning the discs.
At a rave with Miss Peacock, with the candlestick.
Oh, yeah.
We're playing Cluedo.
I reckon he's up with Colonel Mustard on the wheels of steel.
Well, right, okay.
Yeah, Harry?
I think he's in one of the House of Commons bars.
Do you think?
I don't want to know who is.
I think he's gone up to Middlesbrough early, ready for the game tomorrow, the big game. Millwall versus Middlesbrough.
Yeah. All right. Well, who knows?
His substitute.
All I know is me. And all I know is I would be at a dinner party where I was guaranteed an audience of 4 people.
Who's the dinner party with?
It was my wife and some good friends.
Okay. But, is it yours?
No, at theirs.
So you're not even going to get any leftovers when you're back?
I like the way he's thinking. He's a man who's out for himself, isn't he?
That's a golden arches on the way home.
Yeah, you'll be going down the London Kebab Centre off.
You've got to, haven't you? 1 o'clock
There's
in the morning.
There's a lovely place around there. Yeah. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, cool. Let's get that sorted.
What's coming on the show?
I haven't got a clue, actually. I'm so distracted now.
Stay tuned, listeners.
I thought we'd just carry on again. I like the idea of Cluedo, actually. Radio Cluedo, I think,
we'll
is going to work really
with you
well.
For the next 3 hours.
Yeah, that's right. Why not? Tell you, it's a lot easier doing a show with 3 people rather than doing a show with 1. Let me tell you that. So, stick around, guys. No, look, we're going to talk about Windrush, because everybody's talking about Windrush. So, and what a debacle that is. Actually, tomorrow, I'm not going to talk about tonight. I'm on tomorrow night as well. I've got this amazing story about, because it's not just the Windrush generation. You know, getting kicked out of the country. I've got this amazing story about an Australian lady who's married to an English guy with English kids, and she was served with a deportation notice. And the only way she's ever managed to actually stay in the country was because she got the BBC involved. She was all set to get on a plane. Yeah. It wasn't until the BBC stuck her on breakfast TV.
It's a scandal. It's a national scandal. How these politicians are in position still is beyond me.
Well, what's the definition of Windrush?
Well, the situation is
the brand of vehicle I own. When I woke up on the day that Windrush was, you know,
I spotted
the trending, you know, on the side of the Twitter bar, and Windrush is the name of my local dealership, and I was like,
whoa,
they're going bust or something, what's going on here? I'm going to get a good part exchange deal or something like that, you know, so I clicked on it, I was like,
out for himself again, you know.
No, because I've got it set to, you know, like local trends,
yeah,
and I was like, whoa, this is big news.
Yeah.
Big news.
Yeah. I think it's slightly bigger than
that. Possibly, if only you realised at the time. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a lot about data and how it's being used. And we're going to look at cold calling. There's new regulations coming in, which would be nice if it just got rid of cold calling entirely, wouldn't it, really? Because who really wants it? But I just wonder why companies even bother. I mean, does it do you any good? Does it do your brand any good? Does anyone really benefit from cold calling?
I'm presuming they have the data.
Well, they do. Yeah. They do. They know, don't they? Exactly.
I'm here all week. Bang.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can cold call Phil after 10.
Oh, I like 0208 70 20. You guys. You guys are professionals, aren't you?
8. Chaps, your best part of 20 seconds. It's a bit of a free for all.
Big game.
Come on, you Lions.
Come on, you
Please
Lions.
Do it for me. Let me down in the past. Don't do it again.
Jed Wallace says it's a life changing moment tomorrow if we can win it, and I make him right. It is. Is huge tomorrow. So if you're going up there, bellow your hearts out for the Lions.
You'll be doing that in your front room, won't
I'll
you?
Be doing it in my front room. Yeah.
Nice one.
Bring my wife.
Yeah. Poor my next door neighbours.
There you go. Nice one, chaps. I'm back Sunday from 6 p.m. with the review of the week. We'll be talking Watford and Wimbledon as well. Until then, Phil Dobby is up next. Make sure you cold call him. This is Love Sport.
The dishonest media is about to give you some news. So long as it's not fake news and you're making me in a positive light, that I can tell you.
Love Sport.
Stop paying too much for your energy bills. Brian saved money on his at a spokesman said.com. Can you?
I'm Brian from Swaddling Coats, South Derbyshire, and I saved about £400 on my energy bill with a spokesman set. The iSpokesman set website was very easy to use, instructions are quite clear to follow, and the money I saved I put towards a holiday.
iSpokesmanSaid.com. Compare home energy quotes from the UK's biggest suppliers in just a matter of minutes. To find real people, real savings. Compare, switch and save with iSpokesmanSaid.com. Fighting for you, saving you money.
Take your passion for football and turn it into incredible cash prizes. Thousands of footy fans are already playing seven of the best. Just pick six teams to win and one to draw, and you could win £1 million. You choose the matches, and you can play on your own or create a team with your mates. It's free to play. So what are you waiting for? Play seven of the best today. Check out 7otb.com. That's the number 7otb.com.
Brilliant. I've finally quit.
I feel like I've got my life back.
I felt much happier.
It's an amazing feeling when you stop smoking. Experience it for yourself with help from NHS Smoke Free. Our range of support tools, which includes face-to-face guidance from advisors, helps maximise your chances of success. Go online now and search for Smoke Free.
You could visit 10, 20, 50, 100 car dealers. Or just visit Car Giant with giant choice and giant savings.
Car Giant. Love Sport Breakfast with Ian Stone. The perfect comedy breakfast sandwich. Bringing home the bacon with all the sports, the biggest news and a fair amount of egg on faces. You like it saucy? There'll be something for you. Love Sport Breakfast with Ian Stone. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Love Sport.
Well, what about the President of the United States? Could he be the biggest peacemaker of our time? Are we seeing an end to the Korean War? Well, it sounds like we're seeing an end to the Korean War without Donald Trump being involved. Of course, the North and South leaders got together, tripped over the line, North and South, today, and it could be the end of a war that's been going on for more than 65 years. We'll talk about that on the programme after the news. Also, online ads, cold calling, and Windrush, and basic income as well, all coming up here on Love Sport Radio.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.